That in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Law, I wish to state that on September 8th, 2023, the notice of this meeting of the Upper Township Committee was posted on the official Township Bulletin Board and the Upper Township website, mailed to the Cape May County Gazette, the Atlantic City Press, the Ocean City Sentinel Ledger, the Herald Times, and filed with the Township Clerk. Tonight's meeting will eventually be video recorded up until the closed session portion of this meeting and will be available on the Upper Township website. I hereby direct that this announcement be made a part of minutes of this meeting. Would you rise to the flag, sir, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you call the roll, please?
Mr. Corson?
Present.
Mrs. Hayes?
Present.
Mr. Mappin?
Here.
Mr. Pankos?
Here.
Mayor Newman?
Here.
All members are present.
Your pleasure on the minutes.
I make a motion that we approve the regular and closed session minutes from August 28th, 2023.
Second. Would you call the roll?
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. Mappin?
Yes.
Mr. Pankos?
Yes.
Mayor Newman?
I'll abstain. Was not here.
Motion carried.
Okay, let us start out with the report of governing body members. Deputy Mayor Hayes.
Thank you very much, Mayor Newman. So first I'd like to start off with a thank you to the residents of Osprey Point for once again hosting the 9/11 memorial service this morning. Mayor Newman and I were both in attendance, and Mayor Newman offered some inspirational message there. So I'll let him elaborate on that when it comes, but I just wanted to extend my gratitude to him.
Yes, you were. It's like when Kennedy shot. Everybody remembers where they were.
I was home expecting my first child, who is now active duty in the military. So I'd like to remind everybody the Historical Society will be having their Transportation and Heritage Festival September 23rd from 10 to 4 at the Tuckahoe train station. It's a great day. They have antique cars, train rides. There's a lot of neat things going on there. We have our Fall Fest Sunday, October 8th from 11 to 5 at Amanda's Field. We're still accepting vendor applications. We have pretty much, it'll be the same vein as last year, same types of events, live music, kids zone, that kind of thing. The Rescue Squad will be sponsoring laser tag once again, so we thank them for that. Mr. Cole and I attended the Upper Township Football Association board meeting this week to talk through some future projects at the park and some of the things that they've done. With their snack stand, their ready room, and their program, they've done really a significant amount of work. To give kudos to Committeeman Pankos that started when he was the president of the association, but they've continued through with that with replacing the scoreboard, upgrades to the snack stand area, so we're thankful for that. And last but certainly not least, I'd like to say thank you to our Department of Public Works. They constructed an ADA-compliant ramp for our hockey rink. We have a young man who keeps score for the games and has done so for, I think, 2 years now, who was requiring a lot of assistance to be able to get in and out of the scorekeeper's box. So we're very grateful to them that that young man will now have some independence and be able to do that on his own.
That is all I have to say. Thank you. Victor.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for coming out. It was a very exciting week in the township for sure with all the kids going back to school. So while I'm doing my remarks, I just wanted to thank all the parents, teachers and administration and building personnel out there that made a great first week of school for the kids. On the animal control front, a rabid raccoon was found in Estelle Manor. So this is a good chance for us to advertise our free rabies clinic, which will be held Saturday, October 21st, 2023 from 1 to 3 p.m. rain or shine at the Shore Veterinarian Animal Hospital located 73 Hope Corson Road in Seaville.
Will people be able to get their dog license too?
No. They expire at the end of the year, so
okay.
There's no point.
It's only in the spring rabies one.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
And then I just wanted to inform the board, I received a phone call, resident concern from Pine Hill, and I let the resident know that we would look further into her issue and report back to her as soon as we had the right answer for her. So just wanted to put you guys on notice with that one. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Let's go all the way to the other end.
I want to thank Deputy Mayor Hayes and the mayor for attending the 9/11 ceremony. This afternoon I had to work, unfortunately. I couldn't attend that. Thank you for that.
Well, you were doing the work of the first responders, so thank you.
On the public works front, they took the month of August, 394 tons of trash, recycling yard, dump, 169 tons of recycling were taken to the recycling facility. And also, they've been very busy cleaning the drains around the township and also the swell, doing swell work. So they've been very busy in the month of August. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it.
And of course, thank you.
Sport class.
Just want to report that next week is our last day of the Guardian Beaches. Our beach patrol is going to be going into season. I want to remind everybody that swimming in front of Guardian stands. And I also want to commend our first responders, beach patrol, Stratmere Fire Rescue, our rescue squad personnel, Ocean City Beach Patrol, CL Beach Patrol, Ocean City Fire, with the response they had in light of the tragedy we had Labor Day weekend. But I want to say our first responders all did it. It was trained and did a fabulous job. The outcome was horrible, and counseling is available for our first responders to respond to it. Tragedy, but not going to do the blame game, but it's preventable. Also, on a personal note, Saturday night I walked with my number 6 grandchild.
Oh, congratulations.
So, I have 6 grandchildren now. So.
The last
one. Oh, it is not a whole I got all of it.
Congratulations, Curtis. No pressure on my kids. I would like to echo Curtis's comments on the incident that occurred over the weekend and over Labor Day weekend in Strathmere. It was, as he said, very preventable. Once again, to echo his comments on our end of it. I've been doing this a long time. Chief Hanley's been doing it a long time as well. It is the training and everything that they, the drills that they go through that they did this year multiple times, paid off exactly what was going to happen, supposed to happen, happened, and it went off virtually without a hitch, other than the outcome not being what we want it to be. And sometimes that happens. Being in a business for as long as I have, it happens.
It was 5 minutes after the man went under, the call was made.
Yes. So sometimes it takes that in itself was a problem, along with not swimming at a guarded beach. I did, that particular day, kept all the committee people informed as best I could with the information that I had. And we just want to make sure when something like this happens that we put out the correct information, because the wrong information can come back to hurt you. So they were all informed, everybody knew what was going on. And I immediately went over there and kept the game, everybody in the game, and knew, so everybody knew what was going on. And met with Chief Rod and Chief Hanley right away. And we did offer the counseling to the guards that was taken care of on two bases, and then they have the opportunity to get further if they need it.
Chief Hanley has been here 39 years and he's the first instant we've had this thing. So that's just a lot for us.
Yeah, you can strike at any time. That's why you always have to be ready. Okay, also to echo Deputy Mayor Hayes' comments, I did attend, myself and Deputy Mayor Hayes attended the ceremonies at Osprey Point, and definitely was able to, I really wanted to thank Osprey Point for continuing this tradition, because it's been 22 years and they've been doing it for a long time. I know they haven't been doing it all 22 years, but once they got up to it, they hold a nice event every Veterans Day, Memorial Day, September 11th. And it's always Remember Day, and some people have already forgotten. So fortunately, we I will always remember. And it was very, very interesting to see. They still have a pretty good turnout for it. They still have the our firefighters and the EMS personnel were there, well represented, and they were properly thanked. And the people there are very, very appreciative of the efforts. So I spoke on Osprey Point, actually continuing the tradition and allowing the public to come in, and the dedication and what we did. As Curtis said, we were actually together the day that Twin Towers came down, and we sent a contingent of people up there at night at the request of the Port Authority of New Jersey and New York Police Department. Fortunately, they were able to come back. And we also sent EMS crews up there continually for the next several days, and they rotated in and out. It was just a tragic event, and it made us feel Upper Township was part of it, part of the assistance. And I'll never forget, and I didn't bring this up today, but I'll never forget, like, all the airplanes were on the ground and grounded, and yet it'd be 2 o'clock in the morning, middle of the night. You hear jets at military speed flying over, and you knew there were the F-16s coming out of Atlantic City and what's happening now. But it was a very, very interesting time. And I wish we would, not that we want that to happen again, but I wish we would get back to the time immediately following that, and the whole country was united, flag was flying. You couldn't go over an underpass or an overpass without the flag going down. People were in churches, people were praying, people were, it's the way it should be. So.
Proud to be American.
All right, that's all I have, and I thank you for indulging me on that, and we can go on to the administrator overview.
Thank you, Mayor. As projects proceed, I want to bring your attention to number 17. So 117 is the $1.337,500 for the beach replenishment. So $1.3 million for getting sand. That's what we've been pushing for, and that's what's coming. So $1.3 million of sand and another $37,000 worth of beach groin removal.
And since you brought up, the bids are going to be open this week from what I understand, and at the next meeting we will have a date when they're going to be actually starting. But Public Works has already started some work in preparation of them being there. So
yes, they did.
I think there is a lot more money in sand than just that. That's just our portion.
Correct.
So, a lot of sand.
Well, people like, when you put these budgets together and you put these projects together, part of my role as a project manager, moving these projects forward, this is a project that started earlier in the year, and now it's culminating with paying it and moving that project along. It's substantial. Another project that we've been moving is the Caldwell lighting. Right, so I spoke to Public Works. What happened was that after the infrastructure review, the infrastructure was lacking. So it was a 1980s type of electrical system that's been upgraded. So number 21 is another project that we've been moving forward. That's $33,000 worth of infrastructure lighting. The wireless mic, the speaker, the amp, the upgrade, they've been working on it. There were some sizing issues with the system, so they're coming back and they're going to continue to work on it. 25 is interesting. 25, I'll speak a little bit about it. It's a grant application we're working with. That's the directly Sol and Atlantic City Electric. So that's a $200,000 upgrade of AC systems to City Hall, and the estimate on our side came to about $48,000. So we're working with the grant to move that forward to fund that. We had a great grant meeting today with the engineer and with the elementary school, the administrator for Safe House. That's another grant that we're working on. We have another meeting with them on the 18th. Is that correct, Zach?
Correct.
Right? And so we're going to move that forward. That's a safe passage for As it is, it's the contractor blues, right? 2 weeks.
When's it going to be done?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
In the 2 weeks is when?
Well, they delivered the materials last week, so I'm hopeful.
I'm
no, that was just the end of last week, so.
They
were there working today.
Where did we find that home for the rest of the match? Did it get delivered?
No, they don't have a date yet. We're okay. All right. It's on the edge, but.
Can we put them in the rest of them?
No, because that's where all the materials for the floor being stored right now. Yeah.
2 weeks.
And the bleachers that are now, we're going to be delayed. We're going to be after the project was finished. We'll now be here before the project is finished, so we'll be storing those to bypass the storage fee that the company wanted to charge us because we're not ready to accept them. So. It's really just shuffling things, really.
It's big process. And again, you have all the work staff and the administrative staff moving all these parts over. So it's moved. The senior center, we're waiting for the deep dive computer, right? So we've contacted the proprietary company that has the computer system that talks to the individual computer system that are at each head, and the sub company believes that it's one of those computers that are not talking to the other computer, but you need the third computer to see which computer is not talking to the other computer. So.
But they won't let anyone but their company
else
access the computer.
And the only place is Hoboken, and we've been playing Phonetech for Hoboken Day. But at this point.
Well, they were here last week, so we should have some answers.
We made daily visits to the senior center, and today they were out in sweaters.
They have asked us to increase the temperature to 77, is what they would like it kept at, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, that's the temperature that they want it kept at, 77.
We've started on the short-term.
Well, sir, the problem with it is every 3 hours it has to be reset because the head stopped talking to the motherboard. So every 3 hours, the air conditioning system has to be reset. So you're losing that whole temperature at 77 has to be reset also. It doesn't just complicate the process.
But we're still supplementing with the rental units.
Correct. We started on the notifying the short-term rental people, so we're going to work on the date relative to kind of bringing everybody together. Public Works got the new tap card system, so that's working out the last couple of issues with the number of greasy fingerprints on Lange, so that seems to be working out. And on the 20th, we have the employee benefit presentation to see if we can, to call arms, to again ask the employee population to come together and work with the committee to try to reduce the cost of that 7% the state is estimating for our pension and for our benefit process. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Do you
have any questions?
No, thank you.
Tony?
I'm good, Mayor. Thanks.
Zach?
I do. Yes. So, talking to DOT last week about between the intersections for Roosevelt and Tuckahoe. As far as those intersections, there's in the preliminary engineering phases of those intersections, they did confirm, it's going to be a separate project from the one that's going on, just starting now. And I didn't get any time frames or whatnot for when any of that is going to be done, but they are doing studies. They have intentions on what they want to do there, but still at preliminary stages. On Church Road, I have a pre-construction meeting with them tomorrow, so I'll be able to get a little more information on what's going to be going on with that, with time frames, and I know that I have an idea of what the work limits are. I'll have a little more on that at the next meeting. Let's see. Just as Community Man Corson was saying, for the beach replenishment project, the bid opening has been postponed. It was supposed to be last week, but now it's this week. And then once those bids were open, I was told I would get another update next week, and I have a clear timeline of when construction will start. But as I'm mentioned earlier, is still anticipated to start in the autumn of this year. And continuing with administrator was mentioning about the safe routes to schools, we also have Triad working with us to try to get this grant. So it's between all of us working to try to get the best application for this grant, which again is to provide a safe route for kids that are either walking to school or taking their bicycles to school. And that's all I have.
I do have one. Since Warren's not here, I just want to bring your attention to 22. The 22 allowed, the treasury allowed us to use some earmarked money for an employee that had immediate contact with the coronavirus patients. So that's what 22 is. 22 is a reallocation of corona funds, state treasury funds, to the first responder
voice. Okay. All right, Joanne.
Okay, we have the consent agenda. All consent agenda items listed below are routine in nature and will be enacted by one motion. If the mayor or any committee member wishes a particular agenda item to be considered separately, it will be removed from the agenda and acted on separately. Motion to approve items number 1 through 21.
I'll second that.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. Knappen?
Could I have clarification on 16? I want to hear a little bit more about that one.
That's the
MOU for Beasley's Point Development Group.
Beasley's Point Development Group is a conditional redeveloper, and so this is just extending the MOU for another 180 days, so the township has an input in the redevelopment of that area.
Okay. Yes.
Mr. Pankos?
Yes.
Mayor Newman?
Yes.
Motion carried. Number 22, we have the Chapter 159 resolution for the insertion of a special item of revenue into the 2023 budget that was not determined at the time of the adoption of the budget. U.S. Department of Treasury Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Fund in the amount of $33,581.
I have to step down for this because I will directly benefit from it. And it'll allow Deputy Mayor Hayes.
I have a motion to approve.
Second. This is one of those things. This is being more and more for 2.5 years, I think. So we finally got that moved all center.
Yeah, it's been a conversation that's been ongoing. Please call
the roll. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. Knappen?
Yes.
Mr. Pankos?
Yes.
Motion carried. And number 23, we have the public hearing and final adoption of ordinance number 14-2023, an ordinance authorizing sale of lands, to wit, block 595, lot 13.
Mr. Monzo, if you could brief us on what this is all about.
Mayor, this is a sale that was authorized by the committee. The appraisal came in. It's an undersized lot, and it was offered to the adjoining property owners, to the highest bidder, and the person named was the successful bidder at the appraised amount. So this ordinance now will authorize the closing on that transaction.
Does anybody from the committee have any comments on this? Anybody from the public want to speak on ordinance number 14 of 2023? Hearing none, I'll close the public portion of the meeting and entertain a motion to adopt ordinance number 14 of 2023.
Make a motion to adopt ordinance number 14 of 2023.
Second.
Could you call the roll, please?
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. Knappen?
Yes.
Mr. Pankos?
Yes.
Mayor Newman?
Yes.
Motion carried. Under new business, we have Knights of Columbus, Monsignor James J. Zegger's Resurrection Council request to hold a raffle, RA 562. At Immaculata Hall on February 11th, 2024. Motion to approve. Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. Knappen?
Yes.
Mr. Pankos?
Yes.
Mayor Newman?
Yes.
Motion carried. 25, we had the authorization to sign a direct install estimate.
This was
that
we were talking about with the replacement of the central air units on the second floor city hall. year. Thanks to Mr. Jones and to the relentless phone calls to the state and to the grant administrators. We're back on track. So this is going to give you authorization just to sign the estimate. And that estimate then goes to ACE for you, and then we'll come back if accepted. Then we'll have to fund the $48,000. We'll figure out how to fund it once we get accepted. This starts, this continues the process.
Okay, I'll move that we authorize the estimate.
Second.
Call roll.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. Knappen?
Yes.
Mr. Pankos?
Yes.
Mayor Newman?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Your pleasure on the bills, folks.
I hereby move that all claims submitted for payment at this meeting be approved and then incorporated in full in the minutes of this meeting.
Second.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. Knappen?
Yes.
Mr. Pankos?
Yes.
Mayor Newman?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, well now, open the meeting up to the public. Anybody from the public like to comment? Go right ahead. You want to go?
My name is Elaine Holzenbach, and I have a house in Strathmere and one in Palermo. The one in Strathmere, I want to thank my father for. He bought when I was a toddler. And even though I was born and raised in Philly, I always felt Strathmere was my real home. My husband was born in Ventnor, and we decided we wanted to stay near the shore. So here we are. And now I'll do the portion I prepared. Good evening, and again, thank you for your time and for all the hard work you do for our 10 towns, and I mean that. You devote your personal time to helping each of us, and it is greatly appreciated. Two sentences pertaining to the movie mats. We need this very important beach access so that the entire public can enjoy our beaches. This is according to the public access ordinance. There are now 8 months until Memorial Day 2024. So please have every street furnished with a Mobi mat by that holiday. As for wind turbines and the whales and dolphins found dead on various beaches, the East Coast this year has had 23 dead whales washed up, 12 between New York and New Jersey. However, that number is below former years. Various factors have contributed. Whale hunting has decreased. Efforts to clean the ocean has increased. Therefore, more whales and their prey are in the waters and migrating and feeding in new locations. While an increase in cargo ships, many twice the size of the older ones, are traveling in the shipping lanes. I actually read that the newest ones they've designed are the length of 2 football fields. Examinations have found propeller gashes on the dead whales and dolphins. I know people are saying it's the wind turbines. The founders of Strathmere were John and Peter Corson, who were whalers in the 1600s. In 1905, Upper Township bought Corson's Inlet, and in 1912, it was renamed Strathmere. Whale Beach is a part of Strathmere and did earn its name due to the whales that washed ashore and the whalers who utilized it. I was speaking with a friend yesterday who moved from this area to Kansas and told me this summer the temperatures daily were over 100 degrees. The farmers there are now having a difficult time because of that heat. Florida's ocean is 101 degrees. We do need wind turbines and solar panels. perhaps eventually electric cars. We cannot ignore what is happening to our world any longer. We need your help and support now. Truly. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Holzbeck. Anybody else from the public?
Carl Young Hans, 1957 Tuckahoe Road. I have two inquiries. There was an article in the Herald that published the tax rates, proposed increases for Cape May County, and they listed Upper Township as 11%. What's the story on that? Is that fact true, or is that proposed, or what the story is on that?
Pretty much fake news.
Again, this was a February issue that we did a deep dive. We did a full PowerPoint presentation. I mean, 11% is the percentage if you want to create that number, but it's not accurate. So,
what would be the accurate number then?
The number is that it was a tax increase.
Our budget went up $550,000, which was a 2.8 cent.
That's why I read, and then I saw that, and I didn't. I thought there was some.
That's this year's tax increase, so it's the tax bill you've been paying since January.
Right.
We're in September.
You got your tax bill, right?
Right.
Did it go up 11%?
No, but no, it did not. But I didn't know if this was for the next fiscal year.
No.
What happens to Upper Township is our local purpose tax here is so much less than the rest of the county that a small increase here compared to a large increase somewhere else, when you look at it in terms of percentages, it looks like it's much bigger.
Okay.
That's really what it comes down to. When you look at percentages as opposed to dollar amounts, it looks like it's much bigger, but it's actually much less than other
counties. Let me just throw this in here, Mayor Horst and I had a conversation with Corbin City. Their penny is worth $5,000. So you can imagine what a incremental increase would be, 100%, 200%, if they went up $20,000. It's the same thing that the board here is explaining. It's fuzzy math. 1% of a dollar is different than 1% of $1 million. So it's still 1%. And I don't know why they ran the story. I contacted the editor. There was no response as to why we ran the story. But again, it's liar's figure lie. If you want to read that way, you can. But the same thing that Chair Corson has just said, you are living in real time. Your bill did not go up 11%.
No. Okay.
I mean, this was approved in April, and they're running it now.
I just want, I understand the backdrop of it. I just wanted to get the correct facts, that's all.
It was all staged events for November.
All right.
We would have had no water in April.
Right. Okay, the second inquiry is, I guess by definition, is Jeff Van Drew's Save Our Shores sign a political sign or not?
No.
Well, it says Jeff Van Drew for Congress right across the front.
I went to there's a statute for political signs, and it doesn't say re-elect, it doesn't say elect. That seems to be triggering a language for that particular sign. So there is under 19 administrative code, I'll send it to you if you want, you can read it the same. But it has been brought to my desk a number of times, I've asked, and the census is that it doesn't say re-elect, it doesn't say elect, it doesn't say vote November 7th. So therefore, if you want to put a sign that says Carl Ace Tomato Sandwiches, you can put that sign on your lawn.
Well, I didn't have a problem with anybody's point of view on it. Everybody has their point of view. I just had a problem with the...
I understand.
I just don't like riding around the township and seeing political signs up in the middle of the summer, in my opinion.
Correct. And it was asked, and
then
I brought it to the state and looked at that
initially. So the key definition would be re-elect, is what you're saying.
Or the definition for an election. A date.
All right.
And
so
if you have your email,
No, that's all right. So technically, whoever his opponent is could do the same thing, right? I mean,
correct.
With a different point of view.
Sure, as long as you don't in the township, as long as you don't put them on utility poles or anything like that, then we take those down. But if you want one time,
could they put them up on could you put them up on township property?
No, they were removed because they're on township property.
All right. So when they're at the corner section of Church Road and Stagecoach, is that somebody's
two county roads?
Two county roads.
Two county roads, and the property is not owned by the county or the township. It's actually private.
I think it's a campground property.
Stagecoach and Church is Oak Ridge Campground.
I think typically what happens is when the road crews come through and cut the grass, that's when they get removed.
I think my 5 minutes is up. I just wanted to clarify those two points. Thank you.
Good questions. You're not the only one that's asked them all week long.
All right, thank you.
Anybody else from the public?
Good evening, everybody. Barbara Leary, Seaville. Quick question. The last meeting under the consent agenda, you appointed a subcommittee to the Upper Township Mount Laurel Committee. So I went over the website and I couldn't find anything about like explaining exactly what that committee is, who's on the committee and who's on the subcommittee. Maybe it's there. I couldn't find it. I'm just asking, can you explain exactly what the Upper Township Mount Laurel Committee is, who's on it, and who's on the subcommittee?
Okay, the Mount Laurel Subcommittee is something that is made up of myself, Committeeman Corson, Administrator DiMarzo, our special legal counsel Dan Young, our engineer, our planner, and our, who else? What's that?
Mike Edwards.
And our co-housing attorney. And it has to do with co-housing. And it is...
I'm sorry, it has to do with what?
COA housing.
COA, affordable housing, okay.
Hence the Mount Laurel decision that actually generated all this nonsense years and years ago. We are complying with that by having this committee. And in fact, we have a meeting Wednesday.
So are you the subcommittee or the committee?
It's a subcommittee. It has nothing to do with that. So
it's made up
of professionals and several township and the township administrator. Can only have two township committee people on it. That'll be myself and Committeeman Corson. And it's going to look at our co-housing plan and how we're going to move forward with our co-housing plan. That is a requirement of the state of New Jersey, and we're just trying to keep up. I think it's at 11 o'clock. So.
Well, I appreciate you all looking at that. Is there going to be an update on the website about affordable housing exactly? I think the last one, I thought Paul Dietrich was still the contact. And I'm not even sure where affordable housing is right now, most current, like how many units are available and how many are unoccupied.
Well, I don't think any of them are unoccupied with affordable housing. Okay. To answer your question, I don't want to answer it wrong.
Okay.
From my understanding is we don't want to put the bad information out there. And this is one of the reasons this committee is coming together.
Okay.
Because there's going to be another, what they call another round, and it's going to...
2025, so we're setting up for 2025.
So we're going to set ourselves up to best address that round, like elliptical rounds. Mm-hmm. So whatever it is, it's not...
Triad is our affordable housing administrator, so they have current properties that are available, and the contact is on the website.
Their link is on our website,
the
under the affordable housing page.
I believe it's under engineering and then affordable housing.
Okay. I just was looking for it, and when it got like the consent agenda, I didn't know what that was. So I appreciate you answering the question. Thank you.
Anybody else from the public?
Madeline Yates, block 47629. Speaking of that COA housing, that's for affordable housing in Upper Township we're talking about, and it's my understanding we are delinquent to the state on affordable housing units?
No, that plan's been approved. So.
So we're not delinquent at all?
We have a plan.
We can form with the state. Our plan is accepted by the state and we can form.
Okay. Well, at one point, we were delinquent then?
Not upon my review. This is a pre-meeting or a meeting. starts sending up into 2025. So everything is compliant, and you have to be compliant within the state, otherwise you build remedies, and there's all kinds of other things that can be imposed if you don't have one of these plans approved. And we have a plan approved. And so it's just like the mayor was explaining, round three is coming up in 2025, and we're setting up for the division, so to speak, with the compliance of that time.
Does that involve, I believe it's Clayton's development there on the road going to the shop, right?
Any development that happens in the township has to contribute either monetarily or through housing units to the affordable housing.
Depending on the zone,
right. If you build an addition on your house, expand your house, you will have to contribute to affordable housing.
And what about the BL England site? Is there...
That's an area that needs to be redeveloped, and that continues to have conversation, but it doesn't play into any factor into the Mount Laurel community that we're putting together.
But they will continue to do affordable housing.
Yeah, because attending some of those meetings with the windmills, I believe there was talk about that there were supposed to be hundreds of units going in there.
So let's be clear, BL England is a privately owned development that has to come through the township under the redevelopment zone, right? So we don't have an approved plan. We don't have, you know, a design. So for us to sit here and speculate as to what they're required to do, what's going to be there, would be really just irresponsible and unfair to them. So I mean, we can't comment to give you what's going to happen because the plan isn't in place yet. Right now, they're focused on remediating that site, which we are all very excited about. I mean, that cleans up the site. The taxpayers won't have to pay for that, you know, and then whatever can happen there in the future, we'll move forward with. But as of right now, we can't, you know, speculate as to what's going to be needed there.
Do you think that the masses in this township understand what COA is all about?
No.
I think that COA is a state initiative, and every municipality in the state of New Jersey has to adhere to it. So it's not just limited to this township. That's every taxpayer in the state of New Jersey has to understand COA housing. Every single community. It's not unique to us.
COA,
if I can just
add. Because our township had a plan. We didn't have a project rammed down. We had a project they tried to ram through. Well, it was a while back, but we had a plan, and we defended ourselves and our position, and we actually won it. Otherwise, they would have built exactly what they wanted. I think our township, by putting this COA or this Mount Laurel committee together, trying to get ahead of the curve.
So,
yeah, I just want to make a comment that COA was the Council on Affordable Housing that was established following the Mount Laurel decisions in order to implement each municipality's obligation to provide for affordable housing in its community. COA has been abolished, but Mount Laurel decisions are still in place, and therefore state law still requires that each municipality have an affordable housing plan. There's a plan existing, and this committee's looking at ways to maybe modify it or add things to it in order to meet the next round of the affordable housing obligations. There's various rounds that have to go through the system. So the use of COA, everybody refers to it as COA, but COA was just an agency that was the enforcement arm to enforce the Mount Laurel decisions with various towns.
Well, I think it's important in Upper Township because we have a lot of elderly, and we don't want the impact on the schools, and I think it's hard to find affordable housing here, and there's been a lot of issues that have come up with the mobile home parks. I guess we have a lot of different kinds of mobile home parks here, and the rents and the rules. I find it interesting. And the other thing I was interested in that I saw in the agenda is the closed session for, it says potential litigation. Cape May County Agriculture Development Board, and I know it's for executive session, but I'd like to know clearly if that has to do with the Halpern matter, the Great Forum, and the fact that the vote was taken at the county.
You know we're not going to answer that, Natalie. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry?
I think the 5 minutes is up to...
Yeah, kind of unfair, Natalie. It is, you know, it is what it is on the resolution, and if we can give you some information when it comes out of closed session, it will give the recital of when it can, but unfortunately, it is a closed session.
Well, I just...
We can only go with what the title is.
Yeah. I understand that the appeal deadline's coming up, and I just, you know, the way this is described, potential litigation, I mean, it was a county vote. I really don't understand it.
I think you're reading into it, and again, the solicitor will present it to the board, and if there's any more information we give out afterwards, then we'll let you know.
Tonight, you mean, or?
Not tonight. Whatever the recital is for the closed session, please.
So you can't even say if it's the Halpern matter?
No, it's a closed session item.
Well, it wouldn't be the Frog Hollow.
No, I know. It's not Frog Hollow, but it was a Frog Hollow. They made great donuts.
Thank you. Anybody else have any comments for public comment? All right, hearing none, we will move on to Mr. Peterman Pankos' favorite motion of the night.
I hereby move that a resolution be incorporated into the minutes authorizing the Township Committee to enter into an executive session for the following matters pursuant to the Open Public Meetings Act. Law and personnel. Number 2, contract negotiation with Portland City EMS. Number 3, contract negotiation with CME. Number 4, contract negotiation with Marsh & Fleming. Number 5, contract negotiation with Mallory Gibbons. Number 6, contract negotiation with Prescott Avenue. Number 7, contract negotiation, sale of tax sale certificate. 8, potential litigation, Pitney County Agricultural Development Board. I also include in my motion the estimated time and the circumstances under which the discussion conducted in closed session can be disclosed to the public as follows. A, it is anticipated that the matters discussed in closed session may be disclosed to the public upon the determination of the Township Committee that the public interest will no longer be served by such confidentiality. B, with respect to employment and personnel matters, such discussions will be made public if and when formal action is taken or when the individuals involved consent that it can be made public. C, with respect to contract negotiations, such matters will be made public. Negotiations have ceased, and there is no longer a reason for confidentiality. D, with respect to litigation matters, such discussion will be made public when litigation is complete and the applicable appeal period has expired.
Second.
Let's call the roll, please.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mrs. Hayes?
Yes.
Mr. Knappen?
Yes.
Mr. Pankos?
Yes.
Mayor Newman?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Very good. We'll take 5.